Now, thirdly and lastly, we come on, more briefly still, to the symbolism of the flaming drop. In the case of the symbolism of the five elements, we are concerned with the stupa as a whole. In the case of the symbolism of the vase of initiation, we were concerned with the main central portion of the stupa. And now, with the symbolism of the flaming drop, we arrive at the very summit. At the summit, that is to say, of the developed Tibetan version of the stupa. And this developed Tibetan version of the stupa is generally known as a chorten. I'll very briefly describe it, ignoring for the moment the chart over there. First of all, there comes a cubic substructure, representing, of course, the element earth. But in the case of the Tibetan chorten, it's not just a plain cube. The cube is surmounted by four steps, each narrower than the one below. And on the top step, there stands the pot-shaped, or vase of initiation-shaped, central portion, representing the element water, especially in its higher aspect. This portion, that is to say, assumes the form of the vase of initiation. And this pot-shaped central portion, this vase of initiation, is crowned by a tall cone, very often notched, representing, of course, the element fire. And on top of the cone there rests a small, upturned hemisphere, representing the element air. And on top of the plane surface of the hemisphere, which is, of course, uppermost, there stands a white moon crescent. And in the inner curve of the white moon crescent, there is balanced a red sun disk. And from the top of the red sun disk, there rises the flaming drop, representing the element space. Now, what does all this mean? A clue is provided by the colour of the moon crescent and the colour of the sun disk. The moon crescent is white, the sun disk is red. In other words, the moon crescent is the same colour as the pot-shaped central portion of the stupa lower down, representing the element water. And the sun disk is the same colour as the conical portion, representing the element fire. And this is no coincidence, because the relation between the white moon crescent and the red sun disk is the same as the relation between lower down, water, and fire. Moon and sun, on the one hand, and water and fire on the other, represent the same energies. The same energies, but at higher and lower levels, respectively, of manifestation. What energies are these? We can call them the solar energies and the lunar energies. The Chinese terms them yang and yin. Sometimes they're referred to as masculine energies and feminine energies, but this can be very misleading, because the distinction has got nothing to do with the distinction between masculinity and femininity in the ordinary conventional sense. According to the Tantra, these energies, solar energies and lunar energies, can be seen in the human psychophysical organism as two nerves, one to the left of the median nerve, the other to the right. The one on the left in the Buddhistic Tantra is known as Lalana and is white in colour, corresponding to the moon and to water, and the one on the right is known as Rasana, and it's red in colour, and this corresponds to the sun and to fire. And according to a tantric tradition of practice, which I'm very, very briefly summarising here, the energies in these nerves, as it were, solar energy on the one hand, lunar energy on the other, are made to unite at the base, as it were, of the central nerve, the median nerve, and then forced up through it. or if you like, conducted up through it. And as the united energies reach the chakras, one after another, reach the psychic centres, these psychic centres open. Energy is liberated. The lotuses burst into bloom. And what does this mean? I'm summarising rather rapidly a very vast area of spiritual practice, but what does it mean? It means that according to the Tantra, spiritual life consists in the progressive unification of solar and lunar energies at higher and ever higher levels of being and consciousness. There must be a unification of conscious and unconscious, unification of reason and emotion, unification of meditation and action, unification of individualism and altruism. And now, what of the symbolism of the flaming jewel? The flaming jewel is the product of the unification of the white moon crescent and the red sun disk. It's the product of the unification of the solar and lunar energies in their highest and most refined, most spiritual forms. And these forms are known in Buddhist tradition as wisdom and compassion. By wisdom is meant here insight into reality, direct experience of reality itself, the ultimate, without any obstruction, any hindrance, any illusion, any delusion, seeing of it face to face, seeing of the truth, entering into the truth, sporting as it were in the truth. And compassion here represents an overwhelming feeling of love for all living beings whatsoever, together with the desire to help them when they are in difficulties. So the flaming jewel is the unification of these two, unification of white moon crescent and red sun disk, unification of wisdom and compassion. The flaming jewel symbolizes the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment, that which makes a bodhisattva a bodhisattva. Symbolizes it not only in its inception, but in its fulfillment as well. And this fulfillment is known, of course, as perfect enlightenment, the enlightenment of a Buddha. But this whole question of unification and integration is of the very greatest importance in Tantric Buddhism. So important, in fact, that I'm not going to rest content, as it were, with just briefly sketching one aspect of it at the very end of this lecture. We'll be dealing with it much more systematically, more comprehensively next week, when we come to the symbolism of the sacred thunderbolt or diamond scepter of the lamas. But meanwhile, and inadequate though this little sketch has been, meanwhile we've seen the place it occupies, seen the place that this whole experience of unification and integration occupies in the tantric symbolism of the stupa. We've seen, moreover, the place occupied in that symbolism by the symbolism of the five elements, as well as by the symbolism of the vase of initiation. And so seeing, we have, I hope, understood certain things, or developed a feeling of and for certain things, or even been moved by the symbols with which we've been concerned. Been moved by earth, water, fire, air, space, the vase of initiation, the white moon crescent, the red sun disk, the flaming jewel, the tantric symbolism of the stupa.